a Nacho Radio podcast.
Hey, I'm Dave Heller, the owner of the Quad Cities River Bandits, and here's another of the top reasons to listen to the Top 5 Things podcast. Reason number 22, it's the only place you can talk about the tarantiraffe, that mythical combination of a tarantula and a giraffe. While originally considered horrifying and menacing, the tarantiraffe in time revealed itself to be actually quite docile and friendly. Speaking of docile and friendly mascots, come to see the River Bandits. Meet Rascal, our docile and friendly mascot. He's not quite as friendly as the tarantiraffe, but he is around and available for all home games, and kids love him. And now, enjoy today's podcast. You'll love it.
Why do the Dodgers hate Han Solo?
Welcome, everybody. It's Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. My name is Dave, and joining us, as always, is half the show, Darren. Hey, Darren.
Hello.
Now, in your day job with the River Bandits, you were going to be doing games at Augustana. That was the plan.
The team was.
Yes. You wouldn't have gone to those?
No, I wouldn't have been there.
You wouldn't be selling merch at the...
No, I would not be.
I thought it'd be good to have you back on campus.
Well, it is nice to be back on campus, mm-hmm. although I don't believe Augustana's feel is actually on campus.
You're right. It's off by like South Park Mall, isn't it?
It's off John Deere Road. Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So I don't know that that technically counts.
Well, it's campus-ish.
Campus life.
Yeah, yeah. But at the end, the Dodgers said, well, no, we're not playing at a Division III ball diamond.
We're not playing at a place we've never seen.
Yeah.
I guess is what it was.
Well, all right.
If we can't take a look at it, if Tommy Lasorda says no, Tommy Lasorda means no.
Is Tommy Lasorda the guy who makes
the
decision?
He's the guy that calls the shots. I'll tell you that right now.
You know, they had to call that book.
Or at least...
Yes, I can, if Tommy Lasorda says it's okay.
At least that's what Tommy thinks. Tommy still thinks he calls the shots.
I once watched Tommy Lasorda at Connie's put plate...
I know you did.
After plate of pasta away. To the point where I thought, they can't possibly offer him more food. And he kept scooping it up.
Now,
scooping it up.
What do you think the chances are that he paid for that pasta?
Oh, I don't pay
for food.
No, he's Tommy Lasorda, right? And this wasn't that long after he was making all of his money trying to get us all to lose weight with the Slim Fast diet shakes. He was off the diet shakes, I can promise you that.
Do as I say, mm-hmm. don't do as I do.
Yeah, this is 14, 15 years ago that I saw this happen.
Well, this would have happened during the White Sox championship run.
I want to say it was. It might have.
Wasn't it during one of the games? Wasn't there a game that you guys went up to and you didn't get in, or you watched it from a bar?
No. You know,
a playoff game?
I think that this was actually in 2003. My memory's fuzzy. I think it was before the All-Star game at then U.S. Cellular Field.
Okay.
I think this was an All-Star game appearance. Because why would Tommy Lasorda be there for Sox Astros?
For free pasta.
Or maybe he was there for the Anaheim series. I don't... It was 2003 or 2005, but... The point is, I've never, in all my years, never seen a human being eat more pasta in one sitting than Tommy Lasorda.
That's pretty heavy.
The people sitting at the table with him were not ordering more food, but he was getting clams and the spinach artichoke dip, all of it.
Yeah.
All of it. And then having some of it wrapped up in foil to take to the hotel for late night snacking.
When they have that all-you-can-eat pasta, they know what they're doing.
Right.
They're not sweating it.
Right. That's why they're always quick to give you those breadsticks.
They know.
Yeah. It's not their first rodeo.
As opposed to all-you-can-eat crab or all-you-can-eat lobster.
Which costs someone their job. While we're in the field of baseball, did you see this guy at the North Carolina? What the hell's wrong with me? North Carolina
wine mixer. Damn.
North Carolina, I believe the team is the Rockers. This is a minor league ball club.
Mm-hmm.
And it was a game between the High Point Rockers and the Sugar Land Skeeters.
Hmm.
You would know more about them than I would. I imagine that's minor league, right? This was at High Point, North Carolina, which is about 80 miles northeast of Charlotte, North Carolina. So the deal is this.
They need someone to sing.
You've heard this.
No, I haven't.
Okay, so the guy who was supposed to sing the national anthem, or whoever was supposed to sing the national anthem, backed out at the last second.
I can't do it.
right?
What if I make a fool out of myself?
Someone called in sick, and a guy that works there at the ballpark, and I think he's there. He's an employee of the Rockers. This guy's name is Chuck Hayworth. He says, "Okay, well, I'll go ahead and do it." And
always willing to pitch in if need be.
So this is Chuck Hayworth. He's wearing a blazer for some reason.
I'll do it.
Yeah.
Chuck, can you sing?
Here now to honor America.
I don't even know the words.
So you have seen this?
No, I haven't. But
I want you,
Chuck. Do you know the words to what?
Say, can you see by the dawn's early light whose right? Let me hear you, people. Please, was so brightly beaming, and the perilous or the ramparts we were so gallantly streaming, and the rockets glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave fruit through the night.
Fruit?
That our fruit. Night, that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave for the land of the free and the home of the brave.
Here's why I love this. I love it for so many reasons. One, this is clearly not somebody who should be singing anything.
I like the fact that just out of the blue, he pays tribute to Facts of Life character Blair.
He also, am I wrong? He kind of does a little Jackie Rogers Jr. Say, can you see?
To begin with, yes, he does offer up.
Can you see? I want to rule your land. And then when he's
on a wireless mic, so he's just wandering around.
Yeah, he's not standing on place. And he says that he was starting to cramp up before the performance.
From what?
Rockers employee Chuck Hayworth, very uncomfortable, struggling with both the melody and the lyrics.
Struggling.
There's the uncomfortable pauses. There's the lines he skips. There's the times where he just shouts at us for no reason. He says, by no means was this any disrespect to our country or our organization, nor all those who serve it.
I was just trying to get through it. Boy, I tell you what, those that worked for that team, that had to be their favorite moment ever.
Wouldn't you?
Made well, the season.
Well, let me ask you this, because you have experience, because you work in baseball. You would think if you work for a baseball team, this would be one of the songs you would know all the words to.
Well, yeah, I get that. But
don't you hear it?
But when it's your moment to actually perform, I can see where you might lock up a little bit. That's why there's a lot of talk that we get rid of the national anthem for sporting events, not just baseball, for all of them.
Well, I don't know that I don't know. I might be okay with that. I don't, you know.
We'll just save the national anthem for other things.
The team apologizing, saying what Chuck just did was not up to organizational standards.
Oh, well, that's not. Take a shot at the poor guy. He was just trying to help out.
This Chuck, is not up.
Chuck, you're suspended. What? With pay? No.
He apologized on social media, explaining he developed cramps from getting overheated just before starting.
Well, then why did he take the jacket off?
And quote, you saw what happened.
No further comment. You saw what happened.
I let my performance speak for itself. And then my other favorite part of this.
I hope he's not beating himself up too much.
Oh, God, this is bad, though. This is really bad. Yeah. I love it, though, when he realizes.
Uh-oh.
He's two sentences into this damn thing. He realizes this is bad, but he still has the gumption to go, Come on, people. Let me hear
how
you, people.
You, that's right. How about you help me out with the words?
Give me some help here, people. Can you see?
Can you see by the dawn's early light? Whose... Right. Let me hear you, people. Please. That's so bright, eh?
I never realized how long this song was.
And the
rocket's red glare.
Blair.
Blair.
The perilous lines. Or the ramparts.
Wow. It's just marvelous.
Just trying to help out.
This was not up to this is not up to organizational standards.
And then you give me a cobra kick like that. Well, we don't want to see you back here anytime soon.
Rockers have now issued a statement saying that they will consider having Chuck back later on in the season after he's had some singing lessons. Oh, boy. Is it worse than what Roseanne Barr or Carl Lewis did? Yes, it is. That's so bad.
Just put the words up on the Diamond Vision there so he can see them and everything will be fine.
You shouldn't have to put the words up to that song, especially not at a baseball game when you work for a baseball team.
Well, we don't know in what capacity he works there.
Well,
he might be a game day employee. I'll do it.
There's a lot of really bad anthems.
Can you imagine being the person who was going to say, I'll do it, and then Chuck says, I'll do it?
Mm.
Oh, boy, thank you.
I have here what's considered one of the worst anthems ever. Do you know who Kat DeLuna is?
No.
Kat DeLuna was a big pop star that they were trying to make a superstar out of. This is in 2008. And Kat tries to really wow the crowd. Kat with a K. Kat DeLuna. This is at the Dallas Cowboy game. You tell me if this is better or worse than what Chuck just did at the High Point game. All right? This is the national anthem done by...
Tonight's featured entertainer is 20-year-old pop sensation Kat DeLuna.
Now, see, she could have been a pop sensation. She's a strikingly beautiful young lady,
mm-hmm.
right? I mean, she looks like... This is 2008. Picture 2008's version of Ariana Grande is what we're looking at here, all right? Give us that anthem, Toots.
Oh, say, can you see what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight.
Here we go.
We're so gallantly streaming.
All right, so she's divaing this thing up, right?
Yes.
It's about to go off the rails, and I want you to pay special attention to the end of this, how she's convinced she's knocked it out of the park.
Sure.
And I also want you to pay attention to the Cowboy fans mercilessly booing her, all right, as we finish our national anthem.
Still there, oh, say, does that
Listen, first of all, you Cowboy fans are awful.
Chuck's got a, Chuck's more fun to listen to than Cat DeLuna, isn't he? Give him that. Come on, people, help me out.
If you could promise that I could sing like either of those two, I would take it. I would take it right now. Book it. If you're telling me this is how I'm going to perform, I'm happy with it.
Help me out here, people.
Gonna need a little assistance.
I'm gonna need some help here, people. Help me out. Help me out, would you? You want to get into the top five things?
Sure. Let's do it. The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. They have a new home. They're in the Village of East Davenport. They're at 2115 East 12th Street. And you can still enter their Mama Knows Best Advice contest. Follow Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry on Instagram and like their Facebook page and submit a quote from Mom. You need to do so by the end of today, May 9th, to win a $500 gift card. A random winner is going to be selected on May 10th.
Ooh.
Upload a picture of you and your mom for an extra chance to win. Purchase your Mother's Day gift at Mary's now and receive a free Lago Mercino's chocolate, a jewelry cleaner, and a jewelry diamond pen. That's at Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry. Again, their new home is 2115 East 12th Street in the Village of East Davenport. They're open Tuesdays through Saturday, so you can still get that accomplished. They're open each and every day starting at 10 o'clock in the morning. Take advantage of their interest-free financing options. Find the perfect gift for every occasion. Mary's Diamonds and Jewelry, locally owned and operated. When you're there, mention Nacho Radio when you make a purchase, and you'll receive a free gem and jewelry cleaner. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport and 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Sandwiches, soups and salads, cold and hot subs, and cap specials, including the Bobby Turkey, Cranberry Sauce, Homemade Stuffing, and Mayo, voted the greatest sandwich in America. Capriati's extraordinary food for those unwilling to settle. When you're there for lunch or dinner, please mention Nacho Radio, and you'll get a medium sub for the price of a small
one. Are you saying they make the mayo themselves? The mayo is homemade?
It could be. It's not that big a task to make it.
I always get my Bobby without the mayo, but...
Yes, I could reach out to James, but it's quite possible they're whipping up their own homemade mayo.
Well, didn't
mayo.
You just say... You just said that. I swear you just said they make their own
homemade
mayo.
Homemade stuffing,
yeah.
And mayo.
Right.
So
that means they're making their own mayonnaise.
That leads you to believe it's possible they're making their own mayonnaise.
Am I connecting dots I shouldn't connect?
Quite possibly.
Do you know it's the only... Capriati's, I don't know if they want this endorsement or not, but it's the only people food my cat will eat.
Huh.
When we have the Capriati's Bobbies... She'll jump up on the table, and she won't leave unless you give her pieces of the butterball.
But that's
turkey.
All she'll take.
It's the only people food she'll eat.
That's not Capriati's. The case. That is not the case with my dog.
No, I should say it probably isn't.
No, it is not.
No. But the cat, like, and now it's the point where she knows it's Capriati's, and we know the deal. It's like you have to give her an offering to get a
turkey.
Moment's peace. Yeah, just a little bit of turkey.
So then, do you get her turkey cat food then?
No, she won't eat cat food like that. No. She just eats regular cat food, and then the only people food she'll eat is Capriati's.
Huh.
Yeah, true story. Number one on our top five things, scientists really want you to know this. You know what they say about guys with big feet?
Big boot?
There's that.
Yes.
Scientists adamant now, they want you to know this. There is absolutely no correlation between penis size and shoe size.
Take that, Shaq.
Yeah, but come on. Are we going to sit here and pretend like Shaquille O'Neal doesn't got some kazam going on downstairs?
I don't know.
Yeah, but come on. You do know.
The Diesel?
Come on. Fushnickens? Come on. Kenny Rock? What's up, Doc? That's right.
When's Kazam 2?
Boy.
Did they make a Kazam 2 and just not? They just left Shaq out of it?
Yeah. It's
kind of like the Caddyshack 2?
Yeah, it starred Luke Longley. Nobody went and saw it.
Really?
Yeah, they replaced
Bulls Luke Longley.
Yeah, they replaced Shaquille O'Neal with Luke Longley.
Replaced
went right to video.
Uwe Blob.
And by video, I mean right to the garbage. They made the movie, they put it on a tape, and then some guy just took the tape and threw it in the garbage.
The only copy they had.
Yeah, it was the only direct-to-garbage movie ever made. Kazam 2 starring Luke Longley.
Doesn't seem to make a lot of sense.
Well,
kind of a waste of time.
Nobody had a good time making it, and they figured no one would have a good time watching it. Dr. Jill McDivitt is a sexologist at Cal Exotics.
What does that pay?
And she says penis size is not correlated
A minute, is that the name of the university?
Yeah, Cal Exotics.
Cal Exotics?
Oh, yeah. You wouldn't believe how bad Aunt Becky wanted to get her daughters into that place.
Uh-huh.
It's not a crew team.
Not Cal Berkeley. Cal Exotics. Huh?
Resident sexologist at Cal Exotics explained that the...
Do you remember...
There's no correlation between your shoe size and the size of your
do you remember when we had her on the show and I made the assertion that she was in a Tab commercial?
Lori McLaughlin, or that her name
Lori Loughlin.
Did we really have her on the show?
Yes.
I don't remember ever talking to her.
We spoke to her, and I brought up this.
Why would we have had her on the show?
I don't know. She was promoting something.
Really?
And
was she trying to get her daughter into Ambrose, or why would she call us?
Yes. Is there any way you could pull some strings and get her in Blackhawk? I don't know. But I brought up the mention that she appeared in a Tab commercial as a teenager.
Uh-huh.
She denied it. I mean, it's
why was she upset by this?
I don't know, but it's like it's easy enough to.
Was she nice to us, or was she kind of bitchy?
No, she was fine.
Yeah, okay.
But she was trying to deny that she was in a Tab commercial as a teenager.
Was she?
Well, look it up. It's easy. I mean, why would you lie about something that is so easy to prove?
Were you being like creepy about it? Like,
well, probably.
That Tab commercial really got me through some times.
Well, I'm not saying that. I'm not saying I wasn't being creepy.
Penis size is determined by a combination of genetics and environmental factors, mostly in utero. So that's a nice fact for you to have for Mother's Day weekend. Hey, Ma, my schlong size is determined by the time I had inside there. Oh, happy boy. Mother's
yeah,
Day.
Bring that up. You mean, does it mean like the how you were laying in the uterus?
I don't know. Maybe. Researchers compared the penis measurements of more than 15,000 people.
Don't blame me. I was laying on my penis in the uterus.
Why this article says 15,000 people, I don't know. 15,000 men, probably, right?
Mostly.
They found the average length of a flaccid penis is 3.6 inches, and the average erect penis measures 5.1 inches. Penis size can be a huge source
of
anxiety.
That doesn't seem like much of an expansion.
No, from 3.6 to 5.1?
What's the point?
Yeah, that doesn't seem like a... Right?
Doesn't seem right.
Right? What? That's...
Pump it up! I mean...
It says here 30% of guys confess feeling dissatisfied with their penis size. 35% say they were satisfied. I don't know who's in the middle there then. A third are perfectly happy with the average length, but the overwhelming majority would like something between 6 and 8 inches.
Flaccid?
I guess. I don't know.
Well, good luck. Good luck getting those pants to fit.
It has nothing to do with your shoe size, though. That's what they want you to know. This is something they're adamant about, Darren.
Uh-huh.
Two.
Number two. Hey, Ma. Know why my wiener's so big?
Because I was laying on my back in your uterus. And it had a bunch of room to breathe and grow.
I had so much room to pop boners inside you. When
I had an erection the entire time I was inside you,
Ma. Yeah, that's right. Boners in a utero's a thing, Ma. I had boners inside you. I didn't get your card this year. Hope that's not a problem.
I wasn't kicking.
What's for dinner, huh? I wasn't kicking. Those are what we call baby boner firecrackers. I was lighting them off in there, after another, Ma.
I just happened to be fortunate enough to be laying on my back.
I don't know. I heard like a
whoosh. Other guys, other little babies are cramped in the corner.
I had so much room to grow inside there, Ma. It was fantastic. I heard like a whoosh of fluid when I was in there, and it turned me on. Something awful. Anyway, what's for dinner? Happy Mother's Day.
Oh, brother.
How about this one? A Boston cop is in some trouble.
See if this does anything for you.
Boston police officer fired after strippers stole his gun. His gun was stolen by two exotic dancers. He has been let go from the Boston police force. terminated as of March 31st, placed on leave immediately following the incident. This guy is Officer Emmanuel Brandau. Brandau's firing stems from an incident that happened in February where two exotic dancers stole his gun after a night out at a Rhode Island strip club. Niche Riviera of Pawtucket and Melissa Dacier of Providence charged with felony larceny of a firearm and conspiracy. Third person was later charged in connection with the theft. He told the cops that he met these two women and they later went to a Hampton Inn in Pawtucket, and he said one of the women stole his gun from his glove compartment. Oh boy. That's a fun
but
call.
Off duty.
He met with them at the one woman at a Hampton Inn bar, and the two went to go to a lounge. That's when they met this other stripper, and they went to the strip club before returning to the Hampton Inn. She asked,
"Hey, big spender."
She asked if he had a phone charger, and he gave the woman his car keys to get the car charger from inside the vehicle. She then returned and then stepped out of the hotel room to make a phone call, and then the other stripper said she had to leave. So these gals were working the deadly game on him.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And now you are a member of the departed.
Imagine calling in your sergeant to say, "I lost my gun to some strippers in Rhode Island."
Well, do you have to mention the strippers?
I'm sure they're going to want some details, Darren.
Hey, can I get a new gun? The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to... Where do I go to get a new gun?
What happened to your other one?
I don't know.
That's not an answer you can really give us. We need to know what happened to your other gun.
Well, if I knew what happened, I wouldn't need another gun.
Tell you what, I'd forget my head if it wasn't screwed out of my body. I'm Officer Butterfingers.
The Dave and Darren Top 5 Things podcast is brought to you by Jacobs Mulch and Services, serving the Illinois and Iowa Quad Cities since 1995. Call 309-762-1520 for free estimates.
Can I tell you I did?
Yeah.
I'm waiting on my estimate.
I did as well.
Fantastic.
Maybe
they can knock both ours out the same day.
I wouldn't see why they can't.
We have a little mulch competition. See who got the better mulch.
Who got the better deal?
Who wore it best?
Who wore it best? Call 309-762-1520 for free estimates and visit them online at jacobsmulch.com. Big or small, they do them all. Call today to arrange mulch delivery and spreading. It's the finishing touch every garden deserves. Save time and the hassle, and it is a hassle. That is... Every year doing that mulch and just dragging those bags.
Yeah.
That is a backbreaker.
Yeah.
Have your mulch delivered to your home, business, or job site. Let Jacobs Mulch and Service do the spreading. Jacobs Mulch and Services, specializing in landscaping from urban designs to gardens, forestry from trimming to removal. Their professional landscapers will get the job done. Jacobs Mulch and Services does even ornamental projects. Again, they're located at 215 50th Street in Moline. Call 309-762-1520 for your free estimate today. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, home of the Quad Cities' best cheesesteak.
It's very tasty.
So much more, including their cheese sub. Choose any combination of provolone, white American, or Swiss cheese. Get one of those today.
I did the cheesesteak last time, and I got a dirty look from the family, like, well, why didn't you get the Bobby?
Well, did you get them a Bobby?
Yes.
Okay, well then...
Right.
You've got your Bobby.
Right.
The cat's got his turkey.
Well, the cat...
And I'm going to have a cheese steak.
Yeah, I think the cat wanted me to bring home more turkey, though. I think that's what I let the cat down.
So, the wife and child... The cat gave you a dirty look, is what you're saying.
Yeah, essentially, okay. Yes.
Turn your favorite Capriati sandwich into a combo with a chip and a medium drink. Mention Nacho Radio.
Get come on, people, help me out here.
For the price of a small one.
Come on, guys.
Come on, let's go, you guys. Jeez, brother.
Brother, get to look the at podcast. It.
Who's Rascal this year? Do you know who the guy in the Rascal suit is?
I don't know if we... In the past, we have had kind of someone who was doing it for the most games.
Yeah.
It's hard to say, though, being that we've only had two dates.
Yeah, right.
So...
But Memorial Day weekend, you'll be back.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
I feel good about throwing that out there.
I think so. The water is receding. So, yeah, I would be shocked if that was not the case. I don't know that we have a permanent fixture this year. Are you interested?
I would love to be Rascal for a day, and I'm not joking. Hmm. If you could make that happen, if there's ever a day where I could be Rascal for a day, I would love that.
I was Rascal once for, I must have been the Christmas parade.
I remember because the Rascal was walking like Tony Randall on Password.
No, I wasn't walking. I wasn't walking. The Festival of Trees is what I mean.
The Festival of Trees parade.
I was riding in the back of the truck.
But everybody knows Lincoln abhorred mayonnaise.
No, this is... But I was in there, and really, I'm too tall to be Rascal.
Right. If I remember correctly, the pictures, it was like we could see your neck.
No, you couldn't see my neck.
You could see Darren's human neck.
You couldn't see my neck.
It was weird.
But it was quite a windy day, and... Mm-hmm. That wind.
You were glad to be in that costume.
Well, that wind wanted to just rip my head off.
Yeah, well.
And the last thing I wanted to do was have the head ripped off and then have all these small children exposed to my mug.
My best friend growing up lived across the street, and his older brothers, they were quite a bit older. One was in college and the other was in high school. We were in like third grade. Mm-hmm. So I was in third grade. And this guy is now a very well-known attorney in Chicago. But when he was a teenager, Great America was the place where you would go. Okay. Everybody would go to Great America there in Gurnee. And he would say, "You got to get your family to take you there, little guy." And I'm like, "I really want to go. Yeah. I want to go on the roller coasters. I want to go on that." He goes, No. Don't worry about the roller coasters. You can beat the hell out of Bugs Bunny and he can't punch back." I was like, "What?"
It's like you can punch any of the mascots.
You can walk right up till Sylvester. You can walk right up to Tweety. You can punch him as hard as you want, and they cannot fight back. That was his selling point on Great America.
Why is it that everyone wants to punch a mascot in the junk?
I don't know.
I mean, it happened to our buddy as Mo Mallard. People just think you're a mascot. I can punch you in the balls.
This is it. It's that society has given you a target that cannot fight back.
Well, and the thing is, if you don't feel bad because
you're hitting a cartoon animal.
If you're in a mascot outfit,
mm-hmm.
you can't see very well.
No,
you have limited vision, and you certainly can't see down very well. Without maybe losing your head. So the idea that some sort of young kid can come up and just punch you in the junk, it's just wrong. Just like the customer's always right, you can't just punch mascots.
I'm telling you, he would say, and then, like, I remember we went finally.
What about girls in the mascot outfit?
It never came up. I never thought to say, like, well, what if there's a girl
Can I hug the mascots and not...
I went to Great America.
Not hugging?
I won a Sylvester the Cat eraser, and then I went across the street to show up my friend, and his older brother came down. He's like,
you finally
went? I'm like, yeah, it was awesome. He's like,
did you punch him?
Which ones did you punch? And I'm like, I didn't. I'm 10.
Sorry.
I didn't punch any. He's like, what? You wasted your time. Why would you go to Great America if you're not going to just sock, Tweety Bird?
What kind of attorney is he now?
He's a big deal. He's a big deal attorney. And he's a really good guy. But as a teenager, I'm telling you.
He had a couple of lapses in judgment?
I don't know that he's proud of it, but he would just cackle. He would walk away just laughing. I'm telling you, this is a vivid memory. I'm sitting in their kitchen eating a bowl of Waffaloo cereal, and he's just walking away cackling as he's telling me about how it's just...
Because he loves doing it so much.
Oh, and it was like, it's going to change your life. You go and you can just punch Bugs Bunny right in the face.
I think that's wrong.
I agree with you. I thought it was wrong then. Then I thought it was wrong. That this older brother of my friend across the street was just so into beating up the Warner Brothers characters.
Don't beat up the mascots.
Now, I did punch a mascot once. It was Ernie the Keebler Elf. I've told this story before.
You did what?
I punched Ernie the Keebler Elf.
In the nuts?
I think in the... No, it was in the face.
In the tree.
Got him right in the... Got him right in the...
Knocked him right out of the tree.
Got him right in the fudge stripes. No, my aunt worked for this advertising agency, Leo Burnett, big advertising agency in downtown Chicago. And she invited me to come down for family day. Mm-hmm. And it was great because, like, they had the Kellogg's account, mm-hmm. and they had the Keebler account. They had all these big accounts. So it was family day at this big party. I was like 15 or 16 years old.
Elf?
And right, I was 16, and I'm downtown Chicago, which anytime you get to go to downtown Chicago, mm-hmm. you take it, right? Especially if you're like mired in the burbs. And they had, you know, oh, there's Tony the Tiger, and there's the Snap, Crackle, and Pop, right?
Nice.
And, you know, that didn't really mean as much to me because I was in high school.
Yeah.
And then Ernie the Keebler Elf came up to me, and it was like, okay, we're going to get our pictures taken with these Polaroids. And Ernie the Keebler Elf was grabbing my ass. Like, not touching it, like grabbing it, like going in there, yeah, digging around. Yeah. And at first I was like, okay, that's weird. And then it happened again. I kind of pushed
Ernie.
Did
you ever find out who was in
yes.
the outfit?
I've told this story. I know I have, but...
Hot girl.
Yes, it was a college girl.
Nice.
It was a girl in college.
Nice.
Because then I hauled off and cracked him, and I heard this ouch that was clearly a female ouch. And then my aunt explained to me that that was a girl that was there on an internship. She was going to like Northwestern
now,
or something.
Had you known that?
That a college girl wanted to grab my ass? I was terrified of girls back then. So
and
I
elves.
Wouldn't, I still have problems with elves now to this day. I'm not great with them. I mean, if I knew then what I know now, yeah. I would have been like, let's yeah. keep the elf hat on. Let's go do something.
And you're coming with us, Snap.
And I want Tony the Tiger to watch.
If you've seen the video, I think it's relatively recent where...
That's my hashtag Me Too moment,
is it
by
the
way.
Is it, it's
the, Ernie the Keebler
it's
Elf.
The, it's
yes.
the mascot where the where the cannon, the t-shirt cannon goes off.
Yeah.
In his crotch?
Oh, yeah.
In his crotch.
Oh,
they,
yeah.
And they have to, like, take him out on a stretcher.
That's not good. It's not the best.
No.
Oof.
Number three.
Three.
What are those things could tear a testicle off?
Family Video. You know the Family Video chain?
Yes.
In Michigan now, the Family Videos are offering CBD oil.
Everyone is.
You can get it at Family Video.
You can get it at Bed Bath & Beyond.
Can you really?
Yes. It was on the back of their flyer. Their most recent flyer. It is everywhere.
Cannabis oil is one of 104 chemical compounds known as cannabinoids found in the marijuana plant, cannabis sativa. Now, they get rid of all the THC. That's the psychoactive stuff. But CBD...
What do they do with it? What do they get doing with it?
Are you just going to throw that away?
I think it's the best ever.
There was something...
Don't just throw it away.
This thing went online viral the other day where this guy... He every day he has chicken McNuggets for lunch. Did you see this?
No.
And he peels the McNuggets.
Okay.
So then there's just he takes all the breading off.
And so he's just got this looks like
this
rubber erasers, gray.
Exactly. There's like this pile of the breading all over here that he discards.
Yeah.
And then you have exactly these
gray.
These white gray eraser things.
They look like E.T. in the he's in the drainage ditch.
Exactly like that. And he's online like, does anybody else do this? And the response was, you ought to get locked up.
Right.
What's the matter with you? No, nobody else does that. Why would you share that that's something you do?
Four.
Yeah, that might be a deal breaker for anybody.
The cops in St. Louis admit that they are now powerless to stop packs of ATV riders terrorizing the downtown.
Why do you admit to that?
They say they have no power to stop them.
You don't admit to that,
All-terrain vehicle riders are now driving all throughout St. Louis.
They're in charge.
These riders blow through intersections and recklessly zip around traffic. And the cops are saying there's not much they can do.
You can't shoot them?
They say the St. Louis Metropolitan Police says, quote, there are no city ordinances on the books for ATVs. The problem seen by our traffic safety division is that the ATV drivers will take off from the police, and by policy, we cannot chase them for traffic violations.
Why don't you get those t-shirt guns and knock them off their ATVs?
So you cops are saying, feel free to terrorize the downtown on the ATVs. There's literally nothing we can do.
Good to know.
Yeah. We can't chase them by law. And
which city is this?
St. Louis. There are these packs. Google this. Look up the video. They just drive around like crazed Shriners with like baklavas on their faces. And they just they'll just take over a couple of blocks of traffic.
Huh.
Yeah. We're supposed to be going to St. Louis sometime this summer. I hope this is still the thing, because I'd like to see this with my own eyes. From a distance, of course.
Five.
Number five.
Finally, number five. If you've got the money for it, I can get you Kentucky Derby winner's poop.
The disqualified one?
No,
or the actual winner?
The 1997 Kentucky Derby winner.
What? Give me the name. See if we, if I remember.
1997 was Silver Charm.
Okay, I remember that name.
If you're interested, I can get you a jar of poop from Silver Charm for just $200.
Two charms.
Silver Charm's poop going on sale, $200 a jar. It's something called Derby Turds. And sales from Derby Turds go towards the Old Friends Farm in Georgetown, which is a thoroughbred retirement facility. That's where Silver Charm still lives to this day. He nice. Won the Derby 22
still
years ago.
Still with us. Well, only as a two-year-old, right?
How long?
Do they race? They're two-year-olds, right?
Yeah, how long do these damn horses live?
Oh, I don't know.
So this thing's just been, imagine, you know, bone and everything in sight, right?
Hey, Ma!
Hello.
I got the in utero horse boner, Ma.
They call me the Silver Charm.
So yeah, you can buy this thing's feces for $200. They put it in a jar, and then you can have it as a lovely keepsake, a nice memento of poop from Silver Charm, the horse that won the 1997 Kentucky Derby.
Just don't keep it in the kitchen with
with anything.
With anything.
That's going to do it for this installment of Dave and Darren's Top 5 Things. We'll do a couple shows for you next week.
Which has been brought to you by the East Moline Coffee Company, 3537 Archer Drive in East Moline, just north of United Township High School. Enjoy an all-natural fruit smoothie with or without protein. How about a matcha green tea served hot or over ice? Try a super tasty protein puck pack full of fruits and nuts. A great way to start the day. Gourmet hot, iced, and frozen beverages, as well as whole bean coffee and loose leaf tea, biscotti, breakfast cookies, all natural oatmeal and muffins, and more. The East Moline Coffee Company. Join their loyalty rewards and check them out at eastmocoffee.com. The podcast is brought to you by our patrons on Podbean, as well as everyone who shops Amazon.com by using the link at nachoradio.com. We certainly appreciate it. The podcast originating from the Capriati Sandwich Shop Studio on 53rd Street in Davenport, and also 4640 First Avenue Northeast in Cedar Rapids. Taste the Capriati's difference. Only the very best and freshest ingredients guaranteed, oven roasted in the shop daily. Capriati's slow roasted homemade turkey and roast beef are hand pulled daily. If you are interested in booking the Capriati's food truck for your private party, place of business, or event, call 563-284-2331 or email capriatisfoodtruck@gmail.com. National anthem. Take it from the top.
Help us out.
Let me hear you, people.
Until we get a chance to do this for you again. Thanks so much for listening. Thanks for all your support. Thanks for leaving a review of the podcast on iTunes. Very important that you do that, please. Until next time, hang loose, kooks.
You stay classy, Quad Cities.
Come on, Quad Cities, representing. This is for the Quad Cities record spot. Davenport, yeah, we keeping it locked. Rock out, come on, and it just don't stop. East Moline, yeah, they keeping it hot.
Goodbye. And don't think it hasn't been a little slice of heaven, because it hasn't.